On ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania, Helen Shield.
From spinal surgery to the pub stage in the same week. That was how this band ended up on Your Afternoon the first time, but they're back to play live. Just because they're a really good live band. Canning Duck, in for Oz Music Month, live at the centre. Here they are with Tamar Mud. Canning Duck live at the centre on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania for Oz Music Month. Cameron Fay, g'day.
How are you?
All right. Can you please do introductions around this band?
I can. I'm, of course, Cameron, and we've got Nick over here on guitar, Jacob on bass, and Zane behind you there on drums.
How did you come to write a song about the Tamar Mud?
Well, I mean, it's been an ongoing issue in the local Launceston area for a while now.
Yeah.
Years, you could say. And I just thought, you know, when we all love our blues, Muddy Waters,
yeah.
I thought we've got our own Muddy Waters.
I know. At first I was like, wow, he's inspired by civic issues. That's really something. And then, no, it's like a classic blues, Mississippi Mud.
Or... it is pretty much. That's what we're thinking.
Cam, do people often want to talk to you about your spinal surgery?
I mean, ever since I got all that exposure on here... It has come up a few times. Yep.
Yeah. For people who haven't heard, what was the time frame between you having surgery and then getting on stage at the Longley?
I think it was 2.5 days. Yeah, it was.
did your doctor get in touch after that?
Well, he was very shocked, very surprised. I did run it by him.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't say not to do it, but he said it was very unusual and ridiculous.
In his medical opinion. How's recovery going?
It's going really well. Yep, the pain is lessened. I think it's about a 97% success rate, I reckon.
Oh, champion.
Very good.
Yeah, nice. Always appreciate a health update here on your afternoon as well. How long have you all been playing together?
Be about 6 months now, maybe seven.
And you, Nick, you've started really gigging pretty heavily around the state.
Yes, well, there's nothing much else to do.
That's a very good point. Yeah. So how did you two meet?
We've known each other for a few years. Cameron was sort of gypsying around the country and I lived in Sydney and he'd sort of stay on my floor when he was in town and we met sort of met that way. And then he moved down to Tassie and I got bored of Sydney and he's like, come down and start a band.
From Cesson?
No, I'm from Sydney originally.
Right.
I just moved here when we in March, this I think, when we started.
Yeah, February. Yeah.
February, yeah.
How's Tassie life?
Better than Sydney. At
the moment. We know.
Yes.
Just don't tell too many of your mates back there, all right?
Yes. Yeah, no, it was a bit, hard to all hear them, like, in their lockdowns and like, oh, what are you doing? Like, oh, we're prancing around Tasmania playing
shows. Yeah, we're just going on another tour this weekend. Yeah. You have been playing some pretty fun gigs around the place, like getting into, what was your Winnalea gig like?
Oh, that was wild. Wild bunch of people up there. Beautiful people. But God, they like to party and, we had a great time.
Nice one. And have you played music before at the Kindred Hall? I notice that's coming up.
We haven't played at the Kindred Hall before.
Yeah.
That's very exciting, yeah.
You might be telling similar stories about the Kindred crowd this time next week. You got some music coming out soon?
Yeah, as soon as we pull ourselves in line and get it happening, so as soon as possible.
Yeah, and so have you started recording?
We have, yep. We've got a lot of stuff in the pipeline.
Where are you doing it?
Mainly at private studios on the East Coast, but and we just rehearse at our own home in Launceston. So, yeah.
So what do you make of the blues scene in Tasmania?
Well, I mean, there's some amazing bands, incredible blues. Actually, it is. It's wonderful, especially in the northeast, I think, and the northwest, Devonport area. There's blues lovers everywhere.
Good one. Well, they've got a couple of gigs this weekend. Friday night, 8 p.m. at the National Park Hotel in the Derwent Valley, but then Saturday night, it'll be 6 p.m. in the Kindred Hall at Music. And if you're trying to track that down, I'm going to spell music for you because it's M-Y-S-I-K. Just now and then there'll be a title come up and I'm like, I'm just going to give you the lettering on that one because there's no amount of search engine that's going to get you there otherwise. Cameron Fay, what's the next track you're doing?
A song called Easy.
What's the story of this one?
Well, it was actually written by Nick.
Nick, what's the story of this one?
It was actually a very old song I recorded just myself 5 or 6 years ago and sort of sat on my computer and then we were trying to come up with songs for this band and I thought maybe it'll work and maybe it won't, but surprisingly it worked. So we just added it to the repertoire.
Yeah, right. Was it a different genre of music you wrote it in?
Yeah, it's a bit, I don't know, just a little bit of a different flavour, but it's a bit
avant-garde.
Yeah, maybe a bit, I don't know. It's got a different, not your standard blues, but yeah, we'll see how we go with it.
All right. It's Canning Duck live at the Centre on your afternoon on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. It's Easy.
Thank you.
Once upon a time, a man shared the peace off the moon. Now they won't believe it. Sometimes I believe that the world is flat. 'Cause I've never really seen it. If you proceed with the lie, harder to receive it. Wanna connect to you. It gives oh so wildly. Wanna connect to you. It loves oh so madly. Wanna connect to you. Myself chipping paint from the sky when miracles were easy. But what will you decide to do in the lonely hours? How you gonna seize it? There's some kind of truth in whiskey, baby. When you feel it, wanna connect to you. It gets oh so wildly. Wanna connect to you. It gets oh so madly. Wanna connect to you.
Not had enough face-melting guitar solos this Oz Music Month yet, but Canning Duck doing something to turn that around today, live at the Centre on your afternoon on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania, with gigs this weekend at the Derwent Valley and also in Kindred.